This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, I'm not covering CES because I keep forgetting to get a media pass for CES. I don't know why. Maybe it's because the holidays are so busy. I just keep forgetting to get a media pass, and then I just have to read about CES like everybody else, which is fine because I got to be honest, I'm not very techy. I still don't understand how a television works. I just don't get how, you know, I could be in a studio thousands of miles away and somebody could see me in China. I don't understand that. It just doesn't make sense to me how they take me and they make these little bitty, I just don't get it. I don't get it. So I really don't belong running around CES because I don't understand what the hell is going on. But I do find the stuff very, 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 very cool. So, I think the show floor opened this week, and this is CES 2019, the Consumer Electronics Show. One of my family members is actually there. I need to call him, see how he's doing. A lot of interesting stuff. They say there's some trends that we're going to start seeing in technology, like artificial intelligence. That's like the big thing. Everybody's into AI. They say 60 companies are going to exhibit in the show's AI section this year, but the technology will make appearance in products from almost every category because AI is like the star of the show now. People apparently want computers and robots to think for themselves. I don't know why everybody's forgetting Terminator 2. Okay, that kind of scared me. I don't think I ever want artificial intelligence, but it's kind of where we're going. So AI is what makes voice assistants like Alexa tick. It's being used in old and new technologies across industries, even retail. They say television companies will try to use AI to improve image quality. Self-driving cars are going to use AI to become more safe and efficient. They also say televisions are going to get bigger. How much bigger can a screen get? I mean, I've seen screens the size of rooms. I love sports books. I have to admit, one thing that just completely gets my heart racing is walking into a sports book and seeing all these big screen TVs with all the different games and sports. I'm in heaven, almost as much of heaven as being in the chocolate shop. That is just, so I do get, if I ever had a dream home, I would want like a theater inside the house, you know, where you could have the cool seats, but a couple big, huge screens. I'd want it built like a sports book. Have popcorn, a bar. That would be ideal. I don't have that because we don't, you know, we're not home a lot, but that'd be cool. But they say major tech players save their biggest announcements for their own orchestrated events, right, instead of CES. And so they say one thing the big companies like Samsung, Panasonic do is show off their televisions. So apparently there's 80-inch sets, 80-inch TV. I remember us having a 25, 30-inch, and that was a big deal. 80-inch TV. Better image quality with HDR, micro LED, 8K televisions. You guys know more about that. See, who has a living room big enough for an 80-inch set? Makes no sense. They're also going to have more voice assistants, so you're like, okay, you know, play Game of Thrones, you know? Then 5G, they say, is going to get a push towards reality, according to CNN Business. So everybody's been talking about 5G, although some people are like, are there any health risks, which is something I am going to investigate for you guys because I am kind of curious, all right? But I guess the cellular network technology is expected to bring faster internet speeds to everything from phones to self-driving cars. I have no idea how the internet works. I could Google me and all this stuff pops up on me. And I don't even remember doing some of that stuff. You know, some of those pictures and some of the, I don't get it. I don't get how the internet works, but it does. So at CES, chip makers and wireless carriers are going to share more details on the 5G potential. Then they say China is going to be on everyone's mind, probably because of the trade war. But China is going to be a huge topic at CES when they do a lot of their panels. And there's going to be a lot of Chinese companies competing with America companies with some of their tech, like more powerful camera lenses, they say, a new DJI mini gimbal camera that's supposed to, like, blow GoPro out of the water. Then you're going to see another round of Alexa and Google Assistant. So you know how Google Home and, you know, all these homes have Google Assistant Alexa? Apparently they're going to make them even bigger. So they're expected to do a lot more voice integration, a lot more AI. Again, I'm a little nervous because I'm being told that they background listen the whole time. So if you have a Google Assistant by the bathroom or your Alexa's by your bed, right, because it'll play your alarm, it hears everything. So they say there are going to be some things missing. They say 3D printing going to have a smaller presence. 3D printing is it's still being done, and 3D printing of medical sort of organs and devices is really exciting, but people don't care about that. They say the design and source section, which helps connect companies with partners to handle production of their products, also going to be smaller. Why? Because U.S. and China relationship. So it's very interesting what's happening with the U.S. and China relationship, and then what we're going to be seeing in terms of tech, and probably even medical, space, all sorts of stuff. So it'll be interesting what happens with the trade war. But with CES, I predict we are going to get blown away this year by some of the... I do think AI is going to be the biggest trendsetter, and I also predict that these self-driving cars are going to stall a little bit. Even though they're the hottest thing and everybody's trying to do these self-driving cars, I think the other day a car knocked over a robot. They said it killed the robot. It was a robot, so nobody cared. It didn't make a lot of news. But these self-driving cars are still hitting objects. And so I think from the motor vehicle technology, I think they're going to take a little bit of a step back, try to redirect, and then hit that hard in 2020. So that's just my prediction. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this study is making headlines, and we need to talk about it. There's a study out of Michigan that finds that more than half of Michigan medical marijuana users admitted to driving while high, quote unquote. And so this has been, obviously a big debate, big controversial item when it comes to the legalization of marijuana, because people are concerned that you have people out there driving high. They may not feel they're high. They're out there. Or they might have smoked yesterday, the day before that, have a cumulative effect. And, you know, we don't really have a good way of rating it. But what was very groundbreaking about this study is these were people who had no problem admitting, yeah, oh, yeah, I felt high. In fact, 21% said they were very high when they got behind the wheel. No problem admitting it. So this was a study out of the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. About 791, I believe, Michigan medical cannabis users surveyed. 51% admitted to driving while a little high. 21% said they had driven while very high. Now, there are 2.1 million registered medical marijuana users across 33 states. There's probably more, right? People using marijuana, you know, medically without, you know, getting the card and et cetera. And we still, to date, don't have a reliable roadside test to know if you're impaired. Now, what was very interesting is half of these respondents said that they would get into a car within 2 hours of using their medical marijuana. And in their defense, which we're going to talk about, and there is, I can be devil's advocate here. When people use medical marijuana, they go, oh, well, I'm not doing this to be high, so I'm good. And these people were on medical marijuana for chronic pain. So we need to kind of have here an open mind and have an open discussion on what is going on, because I don't want people high on the road. I don't want to smell marijuana on the road. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want anybody hitting a kid. I don't want anybody getting into an accident. I think there are dangers with marijuana influence while driving. On the other hand, we are forcing people to use marijuana because we're not allowing them to get access to narcotics. And so people with chronic pain that are finding relief are going to be using it. Well, people with chronic pain still want to get to work. They still want to pick up their kids from school. And see, nobody's talking about it. Everybody's afraid to talk about it. Everybody's afraid they're going to get yelled at or whatever, so we need to have a talk. Neurologist Dr. Orwin Davinsky of NYU Langone Health conducted the trials that led to the first FDA-approved cannabis medication, a drug for epilepsy. He believes the use of medical marijuana and the legislation of it has gotten ahead of the science. They say, essentially, politicians have voted that this should be legal medical therapy, and we don't have data from rigorous scientific studies. And so that's, again, another issue we have. Marijuana, anecdotally, appears to help a lot of people with a lot of things. I mean, I even saw it stave off diabetes in my patients. But we don't have studies. We don't know. For sure. So we legalized it, going, you're good. And then now we have this issue of, you know, people are driving high. And I've seen it. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen it too. I was talking about this yesterday. I see people drive high. That's a problem. So what is going on in the mind of somebody taking medical marijuana? Right, so put yourself in their shoes. If you had chronic pain and you could not make it to work and you could not feel you drove a car safely, what you may do, because again, I don't think these people are bad guys. I think what's happening is they're getting up, they're in a lot of pain, and they're taking their cannabis, doing whatever they're doing, whether it's an edible, inhalant, whatever. They wait till the pain goes away and they feel fine. And then they think, okay, I think I'm good. And they get into their car and they go to work or whatever. I hear of some people purposely waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning so they can make sure they are good and ready to go for work or for that day. So I think there are a lot of people very consciously knowing that they have marijuana on board before they get into a car. They're not doing it because they're evil. It's they're trying to be pain-free. Now, just like people who are under the, I don't want to use the word under the influence when we're not talking about drugs, but technically that term is used in a lot of states. If, let's say, you take a sedative or you take a antihistamine that cause that, you know, for your allergies, and it makes you drowsy, you're technically under an influence, according to some state regulations and laws. So somebody who's sick that day and decides, you know what, I'm going to take a Zyrtec. Zyrtec, to me, doesn't make me tired. It shouldn't. Zyrtec shouldn't make you tired, but some people claim that Zyrtec, the antihistamine, does make them tired. So somebody's like, look, I got to go to work, but it's okay. You know, Zyrtec's the only thing that works for me. I'm going to take it. They end up getting tired and drowsy. They're not doing this on purpose. They're, you know, they're just trying to get to work. And so if we don't identify that, we're not going to fix this. People want to sleep at night, so they're going to be taking sleeping pills. People don't want to be in pain, and they want to be able to get to work to support their family, so they're going to take pain pills or they're going to use marijuana or something to not be in pain. These people's goals, okay, their heart is into, I need to support my family and move on with my day, which is what we as society, in a way, want. We don't want people to sit home if they have back pain. We keep saying, get back out there, get back out there. We don't want people to sit home when they're depressed. We want them to get back out there, you know, get back on the horse, you know, get back to work, be around people. In society, we don't want people to become a hermit. From an economic standpoint and a psychological standpoint, we want people out there in healing. But for people to do that, because it's all fun and games, we're all like, oh, yeah, you know, you could do it. You know, I know you just got dumped and cheated on and all that, but go back out there and date. I mean, it's easy for us to say. But for people to actually do that, they're hitting the pills or marijuana or something else. I don't know if any of you have ever felt intractable pain, but I've only had pain after surgery and maybe a couple other things that might have happened that really, really hurts. But I am so blessed that I don't feel what the average person feels who has chronic pain. But if what I felt was a sliver of what they feel, I'm surprised that they don't do more than what they're doing to manage their pain. I mean, pain is some scary stuff. So while people are looking at this article going, oh my gosh, you know, everybody's getting stoned and they don't care and they don't, you're not going to solve this problem of people driving high unless you actually go into their minds and put yourself into their shoes and find out what the heck is going on. So then, if people are in chronic pain and they need marijuana and we don't want them driving, then do we start in society setting up programs where they use Uber or they use other people to drive, or we set up work from home sort of scenarios? We can't have people driving on the road high. That can't happen. And marijuana will be legalized. Eventually the feds, depending on who makes it into office, is going to say, all right, marijuana is legal. On one end, that's great because we could study it. On the other end, I think it could be a mess on the roads. Already I'm smelling it when I'm driving behind people. It's horrible. So what do we want? Do we want people on the roads smoking marijuana and high? No. Then figure out why they're doing it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. There are candies, we're being told, candies that could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The FDA has alerted consumers to possible hepatitis A contamination of Bauer Candies Majeskas. Those are these wrapped marshmallow candy dipped in chocolate or caramel. I had no idea these exist. These taste delicious. They're advising consumers to not eat them and throw them away if they were purchased after November 14th because a worker in the facility tested positive for hepatitis A. Whoa. So apparently, they're at a lot of retail locations. Oh, my God, I do like chocolate and marshmallow. I don't like nuts in my chocolate, but I do like that. But imagine, this is one of the first times I've heard that the FDA has had to recall chocolate because of hepatitis A. That's crazy. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Mom. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in McAllen, Texas, touring a Border Patrol station. The president says if need be, he would be declaring a national emergency.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will.
And regarding that meeting yesterday with Democrats, the president says,
I very calmly said, if you're not going to give us strong borders, bye-bye, and I left. I didn't rant. I didn't rave.
Around 50 of the 800,000 federal employees who are furloughed are rallying outside the White House today as the partial government shutdown approaches the three-week mark. Toyota issued a recall of 1.7 million vehicles due to faulty airbags. The recall includes Toyota and Lexus models built between 2000 and 2017, including some 4Runners, Corollas, and Siennas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there was an article that came out a few days ago saying that the midlife crisis isn't real. A psychologist said there is little evidence that midlife crises are real, and the average person is pretty content when they're in their 40s and 50s. Well, Lila wrote me yesterday saying the article about midlife crisis is bull something. I can't say. She says her husband is 45 years old and is in a complete midlife crisis. He's been flirting with waitresses, buying new clothes. She's worried that he's going to leave her or cheat. So I don't know if we've talked about what to do if your spouse is going through a midlife crisis. And I think we should talk about this because I think midlife crises are real. But I don't like calling them midlife crises. Because when you call something a midlife crisis, one is you're implying that it won't happen until they're midlife. So you got some time if you're younger. And if it does happen, it'll only happen once. Right? Which isn't the case. And it also implies that it's going to be a single, like an event, you know, or a time period, a very concrete, finite. And the one thing that I'm noticing in people is there's phases that people have, right? I see 20-year-olds turning 30 go through a little bit of it. I see 30-year-olds turn 40, 40-year-olds turn 50, 50-year-olds turn 60. I don't really see it after 60. After 60, I'm noticing a lot of people, you know, start to be like, you know what, okay, I think I'm okay. Unless they are fighting aging as much as they can. Then, yeah, I'm seeing them flirt and do some stupid. But it's usually around big decade changes, right? You know, we're like 25 or 35 or 45 or 55. You know, they're in the latter half of their 50s. You know, people are like, oh, I'm in my early 50s, so I'm good. Or I'm in my early 40s, so I'm good. Once you start getting to your late 40s, you're like, ah, maybe not so good. And so the idea of midlife crisis, it's not, oh, I woke up and I think I'm old. It's also something happens to somebody else. Or you see something else happening to one of your buddies or whatever. And that could start inciting it. You know, I was talking to some 20-year-olds in school. And they said that it's hard because they're in school and they're, you know, studying and trying to get their degrees. And they're seeing all the friends out there starting families, starting, you know, their lives. And, you know, especially when you're a medical student, your life is on hold for years, right? You do your undergrad for 4 years. You do your medical school for 4 years. Then you have a residency anywhere from 3 to 6, 7 years. So your life is on hold for 11 years, they feel. And I felt the same thing when I was in medical school. I'm like, I'm going to lose my 20s. My 20s are going to be gone. And by the time I get out of medical school, I'm going to be almost 30. Do I really want to lose my youth? Well, my answer to that is you're going to turn 30 anyway. You're going to turn 40. You're going to turn 50. I mean, we're all going to turn, God willing, that age anyway. So where do you want to be at that age? And early on, I learned to embrace that when I am at certain ages, okay, don't start fretting about the age. Just be happy about what you have and where you are. Yes, there's going to be some bad days and you're going to feel old. You know, women start going through menopause and it starts hitting them that they may never be able to have a baby. And menopause is like the big cutoff. See, midlife crisis for men is different than women. Women, it's menopause. And menopause could span years or it could happen overnight. And that could spawn our midlife crises. For me, no, I didn't. I didn't go through a midlife crisis when I went through menopause. I didn't, probably because I couldn't sleep and I was so busy dealing with hot flashes. So I was like, and I'm like, you know what, I'm too young. I was young going through menopause. I started hot flashing in my 30s. So I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm still good. I'm an exception to the rule. So that's how I do it. The reason why I don't have a midlife crisis is I just tell myself I'm an exception to the rule. I go, I look 20, okay? Until one of my students goes, oh my God, you're my mommy away from home. And I'm like, mommy? I'm like, really? Do I look old enough to be the mom of a medical student? And I'm like, wow, okay, then maybe I am old. And then I go through my midlife crisis. So what I tell students is, look, you know, people may look like they're having fun. They may look like they're partying. But if I was working, you know, a 9 to 5, I wish 9 to 5 work, you know, existed. But if I was working an 8 to 6 job, I don't have money to party every weekend. You have to work. And the days go by and the years go by. So, you know, everybody turns 30 and 40 and 50. So, you know, if you are in school or working towards a goal or having a family and you think, well, the family held me back, I would rather be a 60-year-old woman one day, God willing, with kids and grandkids and a home. And so I can't regret losing some of my youth to my career and to my kids. And so my answer to that is, when you are trying to deal with, you know, the possibility of going through a midlife crisis, you need to remind yourself, where do you want to be? What are your goals? Because that's kind of also what starts to spurn these midlife crises. You see your friends that have a retirement account and are traveling, and you're in your 40s and 50s going, I have nothing in retirement. And by the way, I'd like to see the study showing midlife crisis rise during this last administration because of the recession. I would like to see if this decade had the most midlife crises, because 2009 to 2015, I mean, it was the worst economic period that I'd ever lived in. So no savings, no retirement, nothing. So here I am now in my 40s, not being where I thought I would always be. I thought by the time I was in my 40s, I would have money for my kids' college and I would be starting a nest egg, especially if I was a doctor. Nope. With my medical practice, money wasn't coming in. People had high deductibles. Any dime I had to go towards paying staff and keeping that office open. So, if I have any regrets, it's I probably should have maybe closed my practice earlier, but I don't know. You know, I loved my patients and I wanted to still practice. So, well, now, what to do if Lila's case, her husband's flirting? Well, here's the thing. Flirting, it's debatable, okay? I love being flirted with. I don't live for it. If it happens, that's cool. Put it out of my mind a second later. If that's how you are with flirting, that's okay. If, however, you are dressing up, going through all these steps to make sure you're flirted with and noticed by somebody else, that is a problem. So you need to then kind of dive into, what is it that they want? Is it that they want to feel sexy? You know, when your spouse goes, you're sexy, and you've been married 20-some years, that just doesn't do it for you. But knowing that you could still be attractive out there, that pleases people. But now why? Why do you want to still have it? Do you want to still have it because you want to later look for a new love? So you want to make sure you all already have the toolkit? Or is it just, this was a part of your psyche, you just needed to know that you still feel good, so you need to be flirted with? I can't tell you how many people I know still want to be flirted with just to make sure they're still good, you know? And me, I'm not very subtle with things. If I think somebody wants to be told they're good looking or they look good, I'll tell my friends that. I'm like, you're still handsome. You know, you don't look like you aged. You know, you aren't aging bad at all. You still look good. I mean, I'm not saying that because I'm flirting with them, but I'm giving them a compliment that I think they are looking for. But if you're married to somebody who seems to be kind of looking deeper than that, you guys are going to have to go to some marriage counseling and get that, you know, dissected out, teased out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're coming into the second week of January, starting to mid-January, how's everybody doing with their New Year's resolutions? I know. I don't even remember what my New Year's resolutions were. I don't even think I made any. I think I was talking to you guys about them so much, I didn't even make any of my own. Who cares? All right, well, next year. We're... okay. One thing I did want to do was start saving a little bit more money. I did want to start saving a little bit more money. You know, because I'm afraid a recession's coming again and all that other stuff. And so, okay, so I did want to do that. I did want to lose some more weight and exercise a little bit more, which I have been doing. All right, so we're doing good. Interesting economy news for those of you that are kind of, you know, worried about saving more money. They say Target and Costco finished pretty strong in 2018. They had a surge in holiday sales, indicating that shoppers nationwide might have spent more on gifts this season. I didn't notice that because I didn't really get a lot of gifts this Christmas, but that's okay. Target sales increased 5.7% during the holiday season. And on its website, operating for at least 12 months, they say this growth outpaces that of holiday season last year when Target had only a 3.4% increase in sales. So 5.7%, good job for Target. Costco appeared to do well. In a five-week period ending last week on January 6th, they said sales, excluding gas and foreign exchange for Costco, increased by 7%. Now, what did Target do to try to attract as many shoppers? Well, they had this free two-day shipping. They had curbside pickup, and they started to revamp some of their stores. So, we want these brick-and-mortar shops to still stay open, especially these big Target shopping centers. And so, this is a good sign. Maybe we're going to be good for the next year. They say this performance demonstrates the benefit of placing our stores at the center of every way we serve our goals, including both in-store shopping and digital fulfillment. So that's what I guess they're calling shopping online, digital, right? Or their online, you know, shopping strategy. According to Target Chairman and CEO Brian Cornell. So they said in the fourth quarter of 2018, Target said it expects comparable sales to grow by about 5%, setting the company to have its strongest full-year comparable sales growth since 2005. Now, they did have the retirement of their chief financial officer, Carly Smith, who joined the company a few years back. She will stay in a role until her successor is named and then move to an advisory role until May 2020. Now, I just find that little piece kind of interesting. Chief, you get a job of a chief financial officer. That's a pretty big job in business, okay? I'm not in business. I'm in healthcare, and I'm also in marketing and PR and media. I'm not really in business, but I always thought if you become a CFO or a CEO, that's kind of one of the highest goals. So she joined the company in 2015, and here she is retiring in 2018. Is that the norm where it's only a three-year job? Then she gets to be an advisory role for another couple of years, but that's it, 5 years? That makes me a little nervous. Now, if I was in business, I'd like to know that my career would last a little bit longer than that. So not sure what happened. I mean, if she was CFO, and they did this well, you'd think they'd keep her longer. So I find that kind of fascinating. Now, what's not too fascinating, it's kind of bad news, is we're hearing that Macy's and JCPenney didn't do so well. So Macy's and JCPenney may be closing down stores. I'd be able to tell you more about it if my computer wasn't being stupid. Hold on a second here. Oh, come on. So we're being told that there's going to be a string of store closings. Now, we know that JCPenney and Macy's have had major issues. And JCPenney reported this week a disappointing holiday sales numbers and announced it is going to now close another 3 stores in the spring, and then more will follow. And Macy's is going to close 8 more stores this year. Spokesperson for Macy's told Business Insider that announcements are being made locally and have so far included a store in Massachusetts, Wyoming, the last remaining store in Wyoming. They're just leaving Wyoming. And another in Indianapolis. So, apparently Sears, you know, had filed bankruptcy in October. They're going to be closing over 260 stores. Now their entire fleet is at risk. So these department store chains are not doing that well. You have a lot of retailers filing bankruptcy. They say 16 well-known retailers filed for bankruptcy protection last year alone. Now, we know about Toys R Us. We know about Sears, but Nine West, Mattress Firm, and others. So, you know, I know this show isn't supposed to be the one that talks about economics, but I think economics and health are pretty important. And for me, I like looking at trends of people and, you know, where things are going. I also like warning people, I think, if we're going in the wrong direction. And I think this online shopping frenzy that we have that's not going away is going to be reshaping our economy and our society faster and more than we even know it. Now, the reason why I bring that up is I joined a firm that does telemedicine, that gives medical care over the internet. And yesterday was the first time I did that, and I had a patient. And as a medical provider, I liked it more than I thought I would. I was able to see the patient. I was able to get their history right there. I was able to talk to them. But because it was a low acuity, low risk type of issue, and I could pretty much screen out that this wasn't anything that was high risk, it was very simple. Patient was happy. Patient was about to get on a flight, needed some evaluation pretty quickly. I was even able to stop and educate. I was able to kind of go into a lot of the stuff I teach you guys about antihistamines versus decongestants. Was able to teach this person. Basically, whenever you're sick, you want to avoid antihistamines because antihistamines dry you out too much where you start to have like sticky dough mucus, whereas decongestants help you decrease making more of the mucus, not so much the mucus per se, but you get less congestion with the decongestant. Antihistamines could actually make your congestion worse. So I got to sit and explain. It was actually kind of nice. And the patient looked really, really happy. Patient was like, this was fantastic. Hardly any wait time. Able to talk to a doctor, able to ask questions, get the medication they needed, an evaluation. The evaluation, I'm still, you know, wrapping my head around because, again, I can't touch the person. And me, I don't want to just deal with an issue a patient complains about. I want to also look at everything else and go, oh, I see this mole or I see this there. But, you know, I see how telemedicine can explode. You know, people in a hurry, they need something, they don't want to wait. I think it's a fantastic vehicle. However, I do see how some people say, well, yeah, I saw a telemedicine doctor, so I'm good. I'm like, but wait, did anybody take off your shirt and examine you for moles? Well, no, I was, you know, calling for an ear infection. Well, did they look at the ear? Did they, you know, so, it does not replace seeing a regular medical provider by any means. But boy, do I see a push with that. And so what our world is going to look like in the 2020s is going to be almost everything internet, right? Very little customer service, very little person interaction, yeah, and more through the computer, you know, more tele sort of services, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.